I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe. Playwright David H. Bell's work may be familiar to Atlanta audiences. The 2010 world premiere of his play Gut Bucket Blues garnered 7 Susie Bass Award nominations. Bell has returned to Atlanta with a new show, Shakin' the Rafters. WABE's Lois Reitzes spoke to the playwright about it and has this.
My church was 8 miles from my house. I had 15 cents.
The story of Shakin' the Rafters is the story of 4 sisters who are trying to cope with their career after the death of their superstar gospel singing mother. So they pick up the pieces and try to forge a career on their own in the late 50s in the South.
What made you want to write this play?
Well, you know, I had toured for years as the director of the Harlem Gospel Singers, and we would rehearse in New York and find ourselves for several months in a bus kind of touring Europe. Over 20 years, I was involved with them. We played wonderful venues. And it occurred to me on a long jump, I think, from somewhere in Germany to somewhere in France, that it must have been very strange and difficult for any kind of performing group, particularly a gospel performing group performing in the South in the late 50s, to spend so much time together.
And this idea then has been gestating for a while.
Well, you have that thought of what is it like when you have this group that is allegedly family. In the case of the show that I've written, it is real family. That allows you to be insular, depend on them, love them, need them, co-depend on them often, and yet be really frustrated with each other at the same time. So it was this wonderful collaboration between needing to be with people and wanting to be anywhere else but then to be with these people.
You do have an outstanding cast. Tell us about the cast.
Well, they're some of my dearest friends ever. Lopri Young, I've worked with for 20 years. One of the reasons I jumped at the chance to write this was I was writing it actually for 5 of the 6 actors. I had worked with them and know them. Adrian Reynolds had done a beautiful job with me in Gut Bucket Blues, and that she had won several awards, and so it was a great reunion with her. Chandra Corelli and Lopri starred in my production of Hot Mikado all over the country. So we've done several productions. Lopri's even directed one.
Going to the top from now on, my life is changing, and I'm gonna have myself. If you ever see me coming,
David, people who have never seen you may not know that you are not African American.
I am indeed not.
You are not, as I look at you here, and yet clearly there is much about African-American experiences that you find very inspirational. So what do you make of people who may say, why is this white guy writing about a black experience, and who is he to do that?
Yeah, I don't run across people who actually ask that. So I have for 40 years had a career where I've introduced shows that are primarily interracial. This is very late in my life, my first all-African-American show. And it is about the dialogue between the races so often are the themes that I embrace, what's going on. In this case, although the black heritage experience is a central part of the context of the show is about people. And for me, the universal behaviors of people in times of need, in times of triumph, those are the things that interest me. And, you know, I was Kenny Leon's associate artistic director at the Alliance for 10 years. And one of the things that I always found with Kenny is there is an embrace of that which is common in all of us, those threads that allow us to see each other in each other. And that to me is profound. And what I love about this story is it's a story that comes very much from my own life, although the context is reshuffled, but so much of the interpersonal stuff is really personal to me and something that I think is illuminated.
Lois Wright is talking with David H. Bell about his new play, Shakin' the Rafters. That show is being produced by Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater and is on stage now at the 14th Street Playhouse in Midtown Atlanta through August 4th. For more, visit wabe.org/citycafe.